That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, get to 95bfm.com.
The financial impact of COVID-19 has been felt across Aotearoa and the world. The blow to individuals, whānau, and businesses has left people from all walks of life in economic hardship, with numbers upon numbers of people applying for the unemployment benefit. With this in mind, I spoke to Nick Thompson, Director of Financial Capability for the Commission of for Financial Capability, about the Sorted in Schools program. This is a program that can be taught by teachers in high schools as part of day-to-day classes in diverse subjects, educating students about money management, saving, debt, goal setting, KiwiSaver, insurance, investing, and retirement. I spoke to Nick about the program, its effectiveness, and why a financial education program is so important in the era of COVID-19. First, I ask Nick what the Sorted in Schools program is.
Yeah, so Sorted in Schools is New Zealand's first free financial capability program that is fully aligned to the national curriculum. And what it is a program for students from years 9 to years 13 to learn about things like KiwiSaver, insurance, retirement, investing, saving, all of those really important things that we need to learn about in life. And what's really great about Sorted in Schools, it's available in the classroom. Teachers are equipped with the skills and knowledge to be able to deliver the program, and our students can achieve credits towards the NCA qualifications from completing the Sorted in Schools program.
And so why is it important that we teach young adults about the importance of financial education and security at this point in their lives?
Look, it's really important. The economic impact of COVID-19 means that building strong financial capability among young people and their families and whānau is absolutely essential so that young New Zealanders can have their best financial futures and also achieve their goals with money.
How effective has this program been so far?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've had a huge uptake from New Zealand secondary schools. We've completed an evaluation this year, and we've actually found that 62% of New Zealand secondary schools are using Sorted in Schools in the classroom, which is an absolutely phenomenal result.
And what has the feedback been like from students and teachers involved with this program?
Yeah, so we have found that Sorted in Schools is having a positive impact on students' knowledge and attitudes around money. It's showing also early signs around promoting positive behaviour with money, and students are starting to talk about money and really important things here. With teachers, we're also finding that teachers now have an increased confidence in teaching financial capability, and they're continuing to use it in the classroom. So we're really, really proud of what's happening, both from a student point of view and from a teacher point of view.
Is a financial education program such as Sorted in Schools something you'd like to see implemented and rolled out nationwide and made compulsory for high school students?
Oh, look, we would love for financial capability to be compulsory in the curriculum, but we're also really, really proud of the results that we've got so far, with 62% of schools using this program, even though it's not compulsory. So we're working really, really hard to get as many schools on board, and teachers truly understand that this is a great program, and it's something that they want to use in the classroom to equip young New Zealanders for their financial futures.
Are there certain types of schools that Sorted in Schools is targeting, or is it sort of like a generalised nationwide program?
It's a generalised nationwide program, but it's probably very important that I mention that Sorted in Schools is available for English medium education as well as Māori medium education. So we've worked really, really hard to create a bespoke package for kura throughout New Zealand, and we actually have 60% of kura registered for the program, which is again another really wonderful result that we're really proud of. So to kind of answer your question, Sorted in Schools is for every secondary school and kura throughout New Zealand, and it's a nationwide program that we're trying really hard to get as many schools on board with.
Building on from that Māori perspective, why is it so important that we have a program contextualised in a Te Ao Māori perspective that involves not just individuals but whānau and a wider collective of people?
Yeah, it came. That's a really good question. There's a few reasons why it's really important. The first reason is that it had never been done before, so we really wanted to build something bespoke in here, and went through a really robust design process to make sure that what we were building was going to resonate with students that were in a kura setting. It's also really important for us to make sure that just because you attend a kura, or you may not be in a school that's teaching English medium education, that there's still financial capability, resources and learning material content available, and we wanted to make sure that we could make that happen.
Building on from this Te Ao Māori perspective, have you been in contact with iwi and hapu in developing this program?
We've worked extensively with our product developer, which is Core Education, who have ran a really robust process around the design for our program in Māori medium education. So that's meant connecting with Kaiako. It's meant bringing in multiple iterations of the design to make sure that we've got the program right. And what I'm really proud of is that we had an independent evaluation done this year, and it really showed that we were doing a really great job with the content development that we've done in the Māori space, and that the program was really hitting the mark, both from a student perspective and both from a teacher perspective.
And so my final question to you, as you said before, with the impact of COVID-19 and the subsequent lockdowns having such a financial impact on people's lives and many people entering financial hardship, what are the long-term goals of having a program like Sorted in Schools, not just individually, but in the national economy?
I think what's really, really important is when something like COVID-19 comes along in the future. You know, we'd hope that nothing like COVID-19 comes along in the future, but when there's something happens that causes an economic shock like that, is that New Zealanders are prepared for it. And to be prepared for something like that, you need to have great financial skills. You need to be thinking about having money put away for a rainy day, and to be resilient for your financial future. And so Sorted in Schools is about equipping young New Zealanders with those skills, knowledge and competencies, so in the future that they can tackle whatever comes their way.
That was Nick Thompson from the Commission for Financial Capability. With the prevalence of COVID-19, it is crucial that a program is in place to educate our rangatahi about financial importance for now and the future of Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.